As we continue to discuss the halacha of traveling, the Mishnah Berura, there's some interesting halachas, and there are some interesting menhagim that I've seen regarding traveling that are worth repeating. The Mishnah Berura in Arachayim Simen Kuf Yud Sifkot Nechav Ches teaches us no yagin little rishus ma'agdoilim. We take rishus from the gdoilim and mizbarachim shalach b'darach, and we ask for bracha before we travel. And he said, "V'yesh smach mimasha kosv chazal." There's a basis for this from what the Chazal said. The Malachim Sanhedrin, before they went to war, Pirish Rashi not rishus k'day shispal aleihem. They asked that the Sanhedrin should daven on their behalf. Continues the Mishnah Berura, like we've been discussing in our shir, v'yichnas b'ki toiv, v'yetz b'ki toiv, v'ayin b'shachs b'netzachama. He says you should travel only after the nates. U'b'arvis t'chil s'shkia, and at night, by the beginning of shkia already, you should not be traveling. D'shema yipa b'achas p'chosim. And he says the concern, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, because you may not know the road. V'akei, and therefore says the Mishnah Baruch, Shusamach L'irish Yedei L'Hazah Shammah B'chosim, you're familiar with the road, Yochol Leilach Sham B'layla, he could travel there at night, Imein HaHelech Yechidi, but there's another concern, you shouldn't be traveling alone at night, Shein L'Ochish L'Mazikim, he says, but we also don't have to worry about Mazikim in a place where, in certain places. So, the Mefarshim give a number of different hanhagas. Actually, the Mishnah Berura in Sifkot Yud Zayin says, Hanifta mechaveroi, if somebody takes leave from somewhere else, al yoyim le lech b'shalom, don't say lech b'shalom, el lech l'shalom. It's important to say, it's important what wording you use. And the reason is, because when you say Lech B'Sholem, what it means to say is that your travel should be B'Sholem, but you won't necessarily, that the traveling will be B'Sholem, but you won't find Sholem. But if you use the words Lech L'Sholem, when you use the words Lech L'Sholem, not only does it mean that your trip will be Sholem, but you will arrive B'Sholem. And the Paiskim say, not only when one is speaking in Lashon HaKodesh should you be careful about this wording, but even if you're speaking in a different language, you should try to use this language. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, I saw the Shalas with Chuvas B'Tzeh L'Chokh M'Chel Kei Simen Ayin, that we know on Tisha B'Av or in certain places, the halacha is you're not allowed to be shoyl b'sholem. Or to an oval is not supposed to say, an oval is not supposed to say it to you. But this is not considered shayl b'sholem, and you're allowed to say it. The Mishnah Berura in Sifkot Ches, Chof says, V'yasik b'toyer b'derech. It's appropriate that when one is traveling, he should learn Torah on the road, avloy be'iyun, but not learn be'iyun, because obviously if you learn be'iyun, you may get distracted. However, says the Mishnah Berura, because I'm not going to have wrong, v'efsh the yoshu b'agol, if somebody's sitting in a carriage, v'ish ach manik asusim, somebody else is driving, or somebody else is flying the plane, the pilot, shori afilu iyun. The Shulchan Aruch, Harav, when he quotes the Magen Avraham, from whom the Mishnah Berura take this psak, takes out the word efsha. And on the contrary, the Paiskim quote the Shalom that says Chiyuv Gadol Mahalach B'Derech. There's absolutely an obligation somebody that's traveling Shiyasik B'Tayr B'Derech that he should learn while he's on the road. L'Kaim Mashnemar B'Salechecha Tancha Oisach. In fact, that's why
the Shlomo himself says there were people that always knew some Mishnayos, some Masechta, something about Peh. Because like that, the halacha is, like that, even if he doesn't have a sefer, he could still continue learning. It's also interesting to point out that the Paiskim make the following distinction. Sometimes when somebody is traveling, there's a concern that the people that he's sitting near are not dressed in the most sneistic way. And therefore there's a concern, is he allowed to learn under such circumstances? There's also a concern, we know, as we learned in the Gemara, about soya, something not clean, that you're not allowed to learn. And what happens if there's soya and you still want to learn? So the Paiskim seem to paskin that if you're concentrating on your learning, even though there's maybe someone not dressed appropriately, you could continue learning. But if there's someone not, if there's tzoya, there's no way to be lenient. The Shaar Teshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef that says that when somebody is in the road, he should be careful that every day while he's on a trip, he should say some Tehillim. The Mishnah Berurah also says, "Hamahalich b'derech tzorch laharav atzmei ma'at." He shouldn't eat too much. He should not be completely full. Kesvir kosh az l'manayim b'nei tarech aderech. While you're traveling, if you're overly full, it's not healthy. The Paiskim, however, say, "Machsa shekel." That's only if you're traveling by walking. Somebody who's traveling by car or any of those other types of transportation isn't such a big issue. Mr. Brewer also says, "V'yizah kol adam shi'ir loy pas." A person should be careful. They should always have bread. Afila with him. Afila holch b'makom karav or makom b'shkirich pas. Even if he's traveling in a place that's close by, and a place where you can buy bread. The Paiskim say, it doesn't mean specifically bread. Maruch HaShulchan says, just take along some food. They also say that you should take along water. Number one, in case you're thirsty. And also, if you have to wash your hands because you want to eat, or you have to wash your hands because you used the restroom. Only in a place where you know that there's no such concern can you be a little more lenient. However, I did see that the Paiskim say that even if you're traveling to a place where there's to eat, there's plenty of food available, still the taking along food is not only just that you should have food and not be hungry. There's a point that there's a hatzlacha that comes on a trip where you take along some food. The Mishnah Berurah also says, "V'nochem l'chol yiras shemayim, beis yitzios l'derech, shikich ma'i talas l'tfilin, you should take along the talas l'tfilin, afila nois l'mokim korov, v'dat alach sa'ayoyim, even if he's intending to come back that same day, pen yikra eza mikra v'yisbatel b'mitzvah." So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that even on a short trip, you should take along the talas l'tfilin. The Paiskim seem to say that nowadays it may be better not to take them along, because wherever you're going to travel, you're going to, if you'll end up needing talis tefillin, you'll find them. On the other hand, there's always a concern that you may lose the tefillin, you may forget the talis tefillin, and therefore there are people that suggest, unless it's a trip that's a longer trip, don't take it. However, I did see that they quote the Maharal Plag that says, just like with the food, even if you don't need it, we just suggest that you should anyway take it. The same thing, because it's a schooler for Hatzlocha, so too taking along Talis and Tefillin is a schooler for Hatzlocha. Moreover, the Paiskim suggests you should take along a an extra pair of tzitzis, that you should never be left without tzitzis if you're going on a trip. I was thinking maybe always take along a yarmulke, that you should always make sure to have a yarmulke with you. As we quoted at the beginning of the shir, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Noi hagim litl rishus magdolim umizbarachim kishoichim b'derech." And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, "Apish enim rabbeisav." Even if you don't have a rebbe, you don't have a rebbe available, just go to Talmud Chochem, that they should tell you a bracha. They should say, as we said at the beginning of the shir, "Lech l'shalom." They should be malavi you. They should escort you. As we discussed in the previous year, nowadays that there's lights on the road, so even in cities where we don't live, the concern, like Rabbeinu Tam, of traveling only when it's light is diminished, unless the roads are dangerous. When somebody comes back from a trip, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should say Shalom Aleichem, and you should respond to them Aleichem Shalom. There's some say that not only should you be careful to say Shalom Aleichem, but you should give him a Shalom Aleichem by shaking his hand. And if it's a Talmud Chacham who's greeting you, we understand that it should be, the response should be with the proper respect, how one is supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. However, one is not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem in a cemetery. One is not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem by a levaya. And one is not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to an oval who's sitting shiva. One is not supposed to say Shalom. And we also know, not for today's shir, that under certain circumstances, one may not say Shalom before he davens in the morning. The Shari Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph says, V'yishtadl shiyasu l'leviya. Anybody who's traveling should try to make sure that he's escorted. Because the Gemara says, Kol ha-mislava ein nizik. Whoever gets escorted as he goes on a trip is sure not to be harmed on his trip. And the Mishnah Marshah in Masechta Soita, where the Gemara mentions this, says Kelavaya Dovas Skuli Shemasnav Maslava Nitzel Mezeka. Somebody who's scouted will not be harmed. And as soon as he's escorted for Dalet Amos, that is enough. That is enough. Even though just walking Dalet Amos is enough, but the person who's escorting shouldn't just walk Dalet Amos. He should stand there until the person who's traveling is no longer in his eyesight. It's also appropriate that the person who's escorting, the person who's traveling, should think about the person that's traveling as he's on his trip, and that will be a shmira for the traveler. And I saw that the Paiskim suggest, we know there's a tremendous mitzvah of a haftla reacha kamaicha. How can we fulfill that mitzvah of a haftla reacha kamaicha? This is one of the ways that we could fulfill that important mitzvah. Hanifta mechaveroi, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Daflam and Aleph teaches us, lo yifta ela metoich tvar halacha, shemetoich kach zechreyu. So the question is, who's the one that should say the halacha? Poshet, it means the person who's traveling should say the halacha. However, there are paiskim that suggest that if the one that's staying says the halacha, is fine. There's specifically a point to say a halacha that the person you're saying it to hasn't heard previously. Like that he'll remember you because you told him a chiddush. However, if you only have something to say that he knows already, that's fine. And if you have no halacha to say, you could say a dvar shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I did see many times that the halacha that you should say is the halacha of Yochid V'Rabim, halacha K'Rabim, because apparently that first letters of that saying, Yud Vav, Hey Chof, are the Shem Hashem that accompanies a person on his trip. The Gemara says, also there in Daf Lamed Aleph Masech the Brachos, Al Yifta Adam Chaver Elam Tach Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that specifically when somebody leaves someone else, there should not be any crying. And if you have to cry, cry after he leaves or before he leaves. But the actual leaving should not be through crying. When a person leaves his home, he has to be careful to kiss the mezuzah, to think about the mezuzah. We know many people have a minig that the matzah is Shabbos before they're going to take a trip. They say parshas for Yishlach. There's a minig that a person who travels doesn't takes along money for tzedakah, like that he becomes a shliach mitzvah. The Tzvas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that one should not polish his shoes on the day he's traveling. The Paiskim say it only means polishing, but cleaning your shoes is not a problem. The Tzvas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid also says, Lo'yolich Odom Bebeis L'derech. If a person has begun a trip, he shouldn't go back. He forgot something, you should go back. And the reason for this is because we find by Yaakov Avinu that he went back for the Pachim Ketanim, and now we know that he was hurt. However, if he comes back to his, if he didn't leave the building, or he's coming back because his flight was delayed, then of course it's not an issue. And certainly if he came back for Dvar Mitzvah to get a sefer that he's going to learn with on the trip, the Torah is the biggest shmirah.